Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host Fat Band Dre. How you doing, Dre?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And joining us today is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm doing
all right. All right. So first, we're gonna get started with our players of the week. I have two this week. My first one. Gosh, what's his name? From Green Bay, that running back.
Aaron Jones,
breaking records today, not today, but broke records a couple days ago. He had 21 rushes for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Overall, great game from him. And then my second one is Puka Nacua. He also broke a record, most receiving yards by a rookie in the playoffs. He had 181 yards, 9 catches, and a touchdown. So those are my two players of the week.
Well, my two players is Jordan Love. Had a standout game. And then my second player is C.J. Stroud. First rookie to win a playoff game.
Is that the Green Bay Packers quarterback?
No, I said him first, Jordan Love.
That little dude was doing it.
Yeah.
I can't even take nothing from him.
But C.J. Stroud looked like a vet out there Sunday. I mean, Saturday.
Yes, that's the Browns, who's supposed to have one of the best defenses.
Yeah, and you put up the most points that they done seen all season. So.
That's how it goes.
Hey, man, that's playoff football. That's playoff football.
Uh-huh.
You never know when somebody's going to get hot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's the time to get hot.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's definitely the time to get hot. But that's why, I understand that regular season is regular season, but once you hit that playoff mark, everybody even.
Yeah. If you make it to that playoff, y'all 0-0.
Yeah. Win or go home.
You got a player out there, Bob?
I don't know. Just the quarterback for the
for the Packers.
Yeah, I didn't know this was his rookie year.
It's not, but it's his first year starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's his rookie year.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. I had never seen the dude before in my life until he threw that touchdown in the first quarter. They got the ball. They won the toss and they got the first touchdown. I was like, it's over.
Yeah, they went right down the field.
Right down the field like we were some amateurs. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Look, it's crazy. Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud, their stats are almost identical. They both went 16 for 21, 3 touchdowns. Jordan Love had 272 yards. C.J. Stroud had 274. Their stats were that close.
They was balling. Both of them was balling. It was going down in... It was going down in Texas, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It was going down in Texas.
Somewhere they had snow in the bleachers.
Oh, the Bills.
Oh yeah.
They had them people digging their own seat. Can I get a refund? Excuse me.
They wasn't gonna get no refund. Because
they said it was good seats. Like you paid $450, and then they said they offered 200 people to come in and shovel snow at the stadium for $20 an hour, but you had to register and have an ID. All this other stuff, that's why the stadium was not, was still filled up with snow.
Yeah, they should have bought them tickets. They should have made them play in an empty stadium. They would have never done that again.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But, all right, we're going to briefly touch on these games, and then we're going to get straight into the predictions. First game was Browns and Texans. Texans win 45-14.
I picked the Texans, didn't
I? Did you pick? Yeah, I think. No. Who did you pick?
You picked the Browns.
Mm-mm, I picked the Texans. I know for a Browns.
The people say Browns.
You can't pick Brown.
I ain't never picked no Brown. Never.
I think she was drunk.
No, I have never picked no Brown. Trey wrote down the wrong thing.
No, because I asked him.
But I figured.
Remember when he wrote down the Broncos and I didn't choose them?
Yeah, I know I picked the Texans. Because I was at work talking about did the Texans need to win because I picked them.
Well,
Trey,
yeah,
no, we gotta watch him. We gotta go back over, watch him next year.
I'm gonna just go back through.
There you go.
And say what everybody did. There you everybody, go. There you whatever go. I took.
Yeah, but this one was a surprising game. I didn't expect it to be like that. I did have the Texans winning, but I didn't expect a 45-14. Hats off to the Texans.
Yeah. And they put up good. These teams put up good numbers.
Yeah.
That defense of the Texans was rocking.
And the Cleveland Browns, like, there's a team that showed no signs of slowing down. Mm-hmm. Yet they get to the playoffs and they lose in Browns fashion.
But see, my problem with the Browns, everybody was taking. Oh, Flacco was looking so good in this system. But people was forgetting that Flacco still had 8 interceptions.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Oh, yeah, he did. I do remember that, yeah.
So, he was, yeah, you look good in some plays, but these other plays, you look terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, both of those picks you threw Sunday was pick sixes.
And on top of that, they had no run game.
None.
The Kareem Hunt was their leading rusher. He had 26 yards.
Yeah, and he broke a record too for the first player to have a rushing and a passing rushing and a receiving touchdown in the playoffs.
Oh wow! I mean, did you see how it went under radar? Cause yeah. Didn't that bad. Yeah. Next game, Chiefs Dolphins. Chiefs win 26-7. I am not even in the slightest bit surprised. I think the Miami Dolphins are the most overrated team in the NFL this year.
And this is when I have to push back on that. The problem was they was playing in Kansas City.
No, the problem is that they were soft. It didn't matter if they was in...
It was cold as hell. It was negative 32 degrees out there.
That's true. But it doesn't matter if it was cold or not. They were going to lose that game. Maybe they wouldn't have lost 26-7, but they were going to lose that game. Why? Because, one, the Dolphins are soft. They're a team that only has speed, and that speed did not show up. I understand it was cold, but they did not show up. And then all year against winning teams, they have shown that they do not show up against winning teams. They only beat one team with a positive record. Every other team that they beat were bad teams. They just beat up on a bunch of bad teams, but they could not beat good teams. So I am not surprised by this in the slightest bit. Once again, I say that Miami Dolphins are the most overrated team in the league.
I don't think so.
I mean, I just think it was that cold. It was that, man, it started.
Yeah, because Miami comes from straight warm.
Yeah, straight heat. Like,
straight
that's
heat.
Why they lost 26-7. But even if they played in Miami, they're still losing.
I don't know, because they gave them a better game throughout the season.
It would have been a better game, yeah. And but they still would have lost.
But once again, like I said, you know, it's playoff football. So, if we would have been another location,
I'd have lost too. In zero it, below, yeah. Anything below zero, I'd have lost.
And then the wind was whipping out there.
They lost though. It's that the fact that they lost in the fashion that they did.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Like they looked like they didn't even want to be out there though.
They didn't.
Look, you get paid millions of dollars.
I don't give a damn how much you paying me.
Hey, that weather is
zero below.
It didn't seem to bother the Chiefs.
They do that.
That's no excuse.
They already practicing that. They already adjusted to that.
Yeah, they might have already adjusted.
They have had 20 years to prepare for this. All right. So, it's been about time they've been ready. So
you gave me 50 years. Them shoulder pads and that helmet could not keep me warm in those 0-10 below. No, it was too cold. Their body temperatures couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. They run out there, boom, get knocked down, and run back in that little thing.
Look at the Chiefs. Look at the game. You seen the all the Dolphins players like this. Chiefs players out there with no shirt on.
Yeah,
they out there with no sleeves. They good.
That's why I say like it looked as bad as it did because of how cold it was. But I still think they were losing regardless. Because
I don't think
the Dolphins were. I don't think they're as good as advertised.
I think the Chiefs were going to win.
I mean, I like Kansas City. I love Mahomes. But Mahomes, they used to that weather.
Yeah.
And if he didn't.
And I tell that. I would tell any team, you don't want to go to Buffalo. You don't want to go to Kansas.
Not this time of year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Green Bay. So you better get home field advantage.
Yeah. They got lucky Green Bay ain't got home field advantage.
Oh, my
God. It would have been worse than that. Dallas wouldn't have scored more than three.
Nah.
Nothing.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and that's the very next game.
Yeah.
But you know Dallas. What made me mad about that game, though? You know what I'm saying? Because they whooped us. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no blowout. But y'all waited too late to get started. Y'all thought that young boy was going to come out there and choke up. Mm-hmm. And that young boy came out there and put the choke hold on. Yeah. They did. I'm not a sore loser. They going to be my team. I'm going to always be a star. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And then Dak, you threw two interceptions. Come on, man.
Yeah, two terrible interceptions.
Two fucked up interceptions.
Like, one of the plays, it was, they was running a double slant. And you supposed to hit the second receiver.
He tried to hit the first.
Nah, he tried to hit the second receiver, but the second receiver, the first receiver was Brandon Cook. He 5'8". You think I'm going to throw him the ball? So they sat on CeeDee Lamb the whole time. As soon as he threw the ball, boom, he took it off. I said, I don't play quarterback, and I know that good and well you weren't going to throw it to that small receiver in the middle of the field.
If he did, that'd be... It would be very clear that he had something against Brandon Cooks and he wanted him to get hurt.
What pissed me off is that, you know what I'm saying, in moments where you need to show up, Dax, you're not showing up. You didn't show up. This is 5 years with one of the same two teams.
Yeah.
One of the same two teams.
Them or San Francisco.
49ers and the Cheeseheads. Yeah.
Don't forget about them two times the Pounders got them. But I ain't going to say nothing.
We're talking about the playoffs, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we remember.
We got them in the playoffs, too.
No, that was our first playoff win.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We got them two times in the playoffs.
But since the start of Dak's career, though, it's been Green Bay and 49ers.
That's sure have.
Because his very first playoff game, I will never forget this, when the Green Bay tight end made a great toe-tap catch in 2016. That was his first playoff loss.
For the last 5 years.
But yeah, it's been Green Bay and 49ers.
We go to the playoffs. Yeah, it's like like he don't want to go no farther.
But I think that's who Dak has been all his career, though. I'm not surprised by this. I think the issue in Dallas is, one, Jerry Jones will always be Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
And because he won't hire a head coach who's not a yes man.
Yeah. But,
man, come on. And then on top, and again, we wait too late to try to get started.
Mm-hmm.
There was no excuse. Our defense looked like that. We was the Pee Wee League.
Y'all's defense was terrible.
Yeah. We were like the Pee Wee League. Oh,
Michael Parsons had 19 rushes and one pressure. One pressure.
You know, I'm loving Dallas in right now with the Dolphins. Second most overrated team in the league.
Mm.
We're going to always be American team.
Hey, I seen a meme on Instagram. It said, y'all supposed to be America's team? Come here. It was a dog or something that was acting aggressive. Come here. And put his hold on. You're an America's team. Like, go ahead.
One dude was on there talking about, you better wear your bulletproof vest all day long. And you fat mother. Fuck, I'm talking about McCarthy. whatever his name is.
He threatened his life.
Man, he was at his TV screaming about broke his TV.
I say one dude, this Spanish dude, he punched it through. You seen that?
Yeah, I saw it.
I said, he was mad. He snatched his flag off the wall and everything.
I don't know if I could ever get that mad at the Panthers.
Nah, I done been pissed off at the Panthers.
But not mad enough to punch my TV.
Nah, not mad enough to punch the TV, but I done put a hole in the wall over the Panthers.
And then you're going to try to do something at the end. It's too late. Yeah. Sit your ass on down.
He had 400 yards passing. But that was all garbage pass.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
He had a bunch of yards.
Oh, he threw 60 passes, of course. Of course. Oh, I know his armor's sore.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Hey, go ahead and get the ice ready. Put that up.
And on top of that, how did they get that many playoffs off? They threw 60 passes and threw over 20, ran the ball over 20 times.
Because the Packers were scoring right after.
Every time they got the ball.
Like that.
It didn't feel like that, though. At least in the first quarter, it didn't feel like. Because in the first quarter, it was a little bit competitive. Like, you kind of knew like the Packers was in control, but the score said, like, the way the score looked, it was competitive. So it didn't really feel like the Packers was just scoring like that. But
shit, they had 27 in the first half.
Yeah, the first half. I'm talking about the first quarter.
The first quarter.
Once we got the second half, that's when I knew we had this
the
game.
The first quarter. The first time they put their hands on the ball, they scored.
They scored three in the first quarter. No, two in the first quarter. And then scored
another in the second half. Yeah. Went to the thing.
But the game was still manageable at that point. It was once they got to the second quarter.
It was. But the second half, they just.
Once Jordan Love came out third quarter, came out first half.
He was excited, too.
Yeah, they was like.
He was excited.
And then the Cowboys won the toss, and they said, we're going to throw our defense out. We're going to throw our dogs out there. The commentator said, the Cowboys said they're going to throw their dogs out there. And Jordan Love said, bet.
I saw was a bunch of puppies.
He said, bet. He said, what y'all, that's all y'all got? That's all y'all got? Okay. I got something else for you. Just kept throwing them dimes. Romeo Dobbs looked good out there. I ain't even going to lie to you. He looked good. And there was
one more other player on the Dolphins team.
I think DJ Reader is the other dude that plays for the Packers.
I think he's still with Cincinnati.
You sure? Because it's somebody Reader that plays for them.
I don't know who it was, but I know when he got that ball, he was like, run.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And we was just acting like, you know how the kids play and somebody running from a touchdown and they just give up and get mad? Yeah.
That's how it was.
That's how it was.
When we get to them, I'm going to talk about them, but we'll... It was just as bad with the Eagles. They was ready to go.
Oh. Yeah, we're gonna wait for them.
I need to get on there and tell that dude who said then he put up a post say, I thought I heard a cowboy say something, right? But he an Eagles fan. I should have posted back on him. I thought I seen an Eagle fly away. The dominant teams that came out, I don't get that. You don't play like crazy all 17 games. You get to the most important game
and look like,
shit. Celtics. Nah. Hold on now. You're not going to get on Miami now. Miami is what this year?
We number four in the East. Uh-huh. With a 21-22, 16 record, something like that.
And we only lost 9.
That's cool.
Yeah. Don't come from the little.
It sounds similar to Dallas. Do really good in a regular season, get to the playoffs, and fold.
I'm not gonna speak on the NBA at this moment, at this current moment.
The Lakers ain't doing bad.
We ain't doing good either. Mm-hmm. We ain't doing good
either. I just want you to say it.
We ain't doing good either now. I know we ain't. That's why we in trade talks. That anytime we start doing bad, it's trade talks.
Go ahead and send LeGoat over to Miami. We'll get him up.
Didn't y'all have a goat one time before?
We did. He left us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want to be down there with Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. That's who somebody you should be talking about hit the way he wants.
I don't want to talk about Pat. All right.
Huh?
I don't want to talk about Pat.
Pat is the worst one now. He's on Bill Belichick status.
He the reason we ain't got Dame. He the reason we ain't get CJ McCollum. I mean, so many players. He the reason we ain't got him.
Yeah. Because he say that his motto is, Search within first.
Bro, we've been searching since 2020. We ain't got it.
That's why I say what you're looking for.
Yeah,
like,
that's his thing. Like that. That's one reason why he's not a Laker no more. I mean, he don't work for the Lakers no more. Because what is it? We the Showtime Lakers. We bringing stars. You don't want to bring stars, you can't be here.
Well, we create them, but we ain't been doing a great job recently.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to the Lions. We got 3 more games left, but Lions and Rams. Got to give my hats off to the Lions. First playoff win in 30 years.
They deserve it.
They played their hearts out the other day.
I know I took the Rams, but I was happy to see them break that streak.
Mm-hmm. And Jared Goff, hats off to you. I mean, you were first round pick. Nobody respected you. Got traded, and understandably so. I understand why they traded for Matthew Stafford. But you go to Detroit, and I mean, you've been doing great as their starting quarterback. So hats off to you, Jared Goff.
I'm trying to change good.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a fan or somebody was telling him, like, you good enough to be our quarterback. We behind you. I was like, all right, like, I mean, I never didn't like Jared Goff. I just thought his decision making was bad.
Oh, it's not bad. He's Josh Allen-esque. He's like, he can be good. I think so. I think he can be good, and when he's good, he's really good. But there are some times where he might make a decision. You look at him like, why did you do that? Like Josh Allen, I don't think he's a bad player, but I do think that sometimes he can. I feel like sometimes he's made questionable decisions, especially near the end of the Lions' regular season. The end of their regular season wasn't great. It wasn't bad, but there was a couple times where I'm just like, all right, Lions, y'all need to get it together because y'all wasn't playing like this earlier in the season.
Did you see, when the game was on the line, they down by three. I mean, they up by three. I mean, up by one, my bad. Jared Goff almost cost them the game. Because he was about to get sacked. And he threw the ball back. And if the lineman didn't run back and dive on that ball, that would have gave what's name them the lead. Right after that, they had to punt the ball.
But that right there is to my point, though. Sometimes Jared Goff might do something that you're thinking, why did you just do that? Now, I don't think he's bad, but stuff like sometimes you might see that's something that's Josh Allen-esque. It's like, it's something weird that happened that you're like, why is this happening right now, especially with the guy that we got? Like,
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I got you. So,
I thought that call to go for it, or was it fourth down? It was third or fourth down.
He asked him.
No, but that's why I like Dan Quinn.
Dan Campbell.
I can't stand Dan Quinn.
And they talking about interviewing him for the Panthers head coach.
I will not support this team next year if they do that. I won't even watch NFL football. But Dan Campbell, like, that was a gutsy call. And, I mean, it worked out well. I love that he trusted his guys. And they got it done. That's why they playing this week. Next game, Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Not surprised about that one.
Nah.
It was as competitive as I thought it would be. The score doesn't look very pretty, but it's only a 2-game. They only won by 2 scores, which is very manageable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, Pittsburgh, they're a good team. They just don't have enough good players on their team to win a game like this, especially.
What they got to get is a quarterback who's competent to make the right plays.
I think what they should do, if I'm them, I'm making a trade to either get a high pick. Or I'm going after a free agent quarterback, and I'm telling Kenny Pickett, you're gonna be benched this year. You're either gonna sit behind a veteran, or you're gonna lose your job to a rookie.
Dang, he ain't got no chance to get on the field. No.
If he can sit behind a veteran, then he, like, imagine if he had an Andy Dalton. Like, maybe Andy Dalton could actually help him.
Andy
would be better with better coaching. That's why. That's why, okay? Mike Tomlin is 10 times the
coach. This is what I would like to see, though.
I just
brought
an example.
I would like to see. In right now in the mock draft, they got Pittsburgh picking Michael Penix Jr. from Washington as their quarterback. I like that. But I also would like to see Russell go play for them.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Cause
I feel like that his personality and his ego might be too big for Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, I feel like he's more of a Bill Belichick type guy.
He had Antonio Brown.
And look what happened to him.
Yeah, he played with him for a while before he left.
His ego, like, at that point when he was playing with him, I mean, he had an ego. There's a lot of Steelers players with egos. But it ain't like, at the moment, it wasn't like narcissistic type. At one point, it became narcissistic, and you realize, oh, we got to get this guy out of here because something's wrong.
Yeah, but I don't think Russ is at that level that he's narcissistic.
I disagree with that one.
I don't think so.
Waking people up because he want to do high knees on a plane, that's narcissistic.
No, that because...
He really thinks he's that important that he can wake everybody up by doing high knees on a plane?
But he didn't say that. They didn't say he woke them up. Because they have noise canceling headphones on.
Those don't work.
They do work.
Those do work.
Those do work.
They do work.
My Beats by Dre, if I put them on, they...
I got them too, and they don't work.
Which ones do you have?
The Power Beats Pro.
No, I got the studio joints. You can't.
No, I don't got those.
You can't. Like, you can't hear. If you got them on your ears, you're not going to hear nothing.
But still, I just don't see that as a good fit.
I think that'd be a good fit.
The offense would be better.
Yeah.
An upgrade.
Just think about it. Look what Russ was doing with the talent he had this year. If you go and he got two running backs this good. He got
Najee Harris.
He got three receivers. Two receivers. They need to pick up another receiver.
Yeah. I don't think they have a number one receiver. They got good receivers.
Yeah, a good bunch of receivers. But George Pickens, I just think that'll be a good fit.
And he also has a good relationship with tight ends.
Yeah.
See,
Fire Moose.
Yeah. You might be right. That might actually be a good fit.
Darnell Williams from Georgia.
I mean,
that tall dude.
If I'm the Steelers, I still would probably go with a different vet or draft a new guy. But because I like that you said Michael Penix, I think he should get another big, strong quarterback so that he can play. So Mike Tomlin. He can run his offense similar to to the style he had with Big Ben.
Yeah. But only thing with Michael Penix is Michael Penix. And see, this is why he's falling in the draft is because the 4 years he was at Indiana, he was hurt all 4 years. All 4 years. He tore his ACL, both ACLs. Since he's been in Washington for the last 2 years, he ain't been hurt.
So that could be about protection.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Kenny is going to be up out of there soon.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get to that last game so we can get to the predictions. But Buccaneers-Eagles. Putting the Eagles right in with the Cowboys and Dolphins. The Eagles are the second most... The Eagles are the first most overrated team. The Dolphins number two, Cowboys number three. The Eagles, that was pathetic. Y'all also look like the Dolphins. Y'all clearly did not want to be out there. Y'all did not want to play.
Especially the defense. I don't know what the hell y'all was on.
And I've given the Bucs a little bit of credit, but I've never given them so much credit that I think they're actually a top-tier team, a Super Bowl contending team. You should not be losing to the Buccaneers 32-9. They're good, but not 32-9 good. Like, this should be 14-12. I don't even know how they would get 12 points, but it shouldn't be no 32-9.
Three games
blowout.
Yeah, but
this one just doesn't make any sense. Like, the Eagles, you just came from the Super Bowl. You should not be looking this bad. But especially with the talent you have on your team.
Yeah. But they didn't have A.J. Brown.
It didn't matter who they didn't have.
They still got Devontae Smith.
Yeah, but you
still got Dallas Garland. You still got Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Dallas Garland dropped a lot of passes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the nerve to be mad.
because I was looking at Dallas. I'm like, Dallas, come on now. You looking like trash out there right now.
But I think that was just like an effect that the whole team had on each other because nobody really wanted to be there, clearly.
The defense was that, and I keep on harping on them, is because they was in practice drills. Like, they was not wrapping up.
Oh, that secondary is terrible.
Bradbury is trash as I told you he's been. Even when he was with the Panthers, he was trash.
He was the best corner on the team, though, at the time.
So. No, because Darryl Worley is still starting for the Raiders. So,
I do think they didn't use Darryl Worley properly. He should have been a nickelback.
Yeah.
That Eagles secondary is terrible.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about like the cornerbacks and safeties.
It was
like,
terrible.
Yeah. They got Kevin Byard. We thought what happened to Kevin Byard?
He fell off a bag of dope or something.
We thought that was a phenomenal. We thought the Titans were stupid. They got fleeced.
They the ones got the Eagles got fleeced on that one.
They cleared up cap room. And now y'all stuck with them.
Yeah.
I don't know how long his deal is, but still.
But that was not the Kevin Byard I know. I know him to make plays. Well, hell, everybody on defense I know to make plays except for Bradbury. But everybody else I've known.
Honestly, only two names on the Eagles defense that I could even consider like giving credit is Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. Because I actually saw them make a couple plays.
And they was trying their damnedest to do everything.
Well, and they're old.
Jordan, let's say the line was trying to do something.
All right.
The everybody secondary else. And linebackers was out there lost. Every play, I'm looking at it. You hit somebody behind the line, they get 5 yards. How? Like, they made White look like he was amazing.
And the Buccaneers' run game is not that good.
No.
Not very good.
If anybody was to cut up, I thought Mike Evans was going to be the one who'd be like, he had a game.
That's Baker Mayfield's fault. He's missing. I don't know what's going on with those two, but like since before they played the Panthers the second time, he missed. He's just been missing Mike Evans.
Mike Evans dropped the touchdown pass.
Yeah, but I've still seen my Baker Mayfield miss him. Like it's like Baker Mayfield who's hitting everybody else, but it's like, I think maybe he got something against Mike Evans. I don't know, but he keeps missing Mike Evans, and it's probably Mike Evans dropping a couple passes too. But though it just ain't working.
But that's why also why Mike Evans said he's leaving in the offseason. So
he did say that.
Yeah. So he probably
ain't coming to the Panthers. So
no, I know I wasn't even going. Vouch for him. I wouldn't take a Buccaneer. I don't want nobody after
Mike Evans.
I'm talking about no Buccaneers now.
Okay, they did just win. I would take Mike Evans. But I'm saying, I'm not looking for nobody out of the division. I want somebody from another division. Preferably a division that's got a winning record.
Good point. give me somebody from the NFC, over the AFC North.
Yeah. We're going to have to make a trade for Jamar Chase. I know that's not going to happen. I know that's not going to happen. But
I'll
take
Tyler Boyd or the other guy.
T. Higgins?
Yeah.
I'll take T. Higgins.
I don't care which one we got. I'll take both of them.
But they're not going to give up T. Higgins or Jamar.
I just know one of the three going, though. But
I think Tyler Boyd will take a smaller, because he was there before both of them. I think he'll take a smaller role to stay with them.
But at the same time, they don't need him. So if I'm the Bengals, like, why keep you? I can get a younger guy that can still give me the same production.
They run three receivers mostly, though.
Yeah. I mean, but it's still possible to find a younger guy to get the same production out of him.
He didn't have
a great season.
No, he didn't. But he's one of those He's one of those playmakers like how Hunter Renfro was He come in, he make that one play, you be like, God damn, I didn't know he was still there.
I will say the way he played, that's not something you coach. That's just, like, he got that.
That's just the ability.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get to the predictions. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. First game, Houston Texans in Baltimore. I got Baltimore. I think it's going to be pretty competitive.
I got the Texans. I got the Texans.
Honestly, I don't trust Baltimore that much. They have been similar to other teams. I'm not going to name them because we harped on them a lot. But when it comes to the playoffs, they have been similar to other teams. They don't show up in the playoffs. But I'm going to still choose them with this one. I think experience and just overall talent.
Experience will be not enough. A thing to use.
It sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. I think you know, in this case it'll be
bitter about the Cowboys. Yeah, you know, they have damn experience. Sure they
is, but experience is nothing to
you. So you take it. You said Texas, right?
Texas.
We know you got the Ravens, Trey.
You already know. Baltimore.
All right. Next game, Green Bay versus 49ers.
I'll take the Niners.
Yeah. This is another game that I think is going to be competcompetive.
I got the Packers.
I got the Niners.
I got the Packers.
I don't think the Packers are going to be riding that high. You already know I can't stand their head coach. So
I'm definitely going with the Niners. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the 49ers, Strike.
I got you. I got you.
49ers.
49ers. 49ers, everybody.
All right, next game, Buccaneers-Detroit. In Detroit, I got Detroit.
Yeah, I got the Lions.
I think the Lions are more competent. Buccaneers, they're good. I think it's going to be...
I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
I think it'll be tough. Not like not extremely close, track. But...
I got the Bucs.
I think the Buccaneers are mistake-prone, and I think that's what's going to happen this week. So I got the Lions winning. Who you got, Trey?
I got the Lions. Okay. I got the Lions.
For a second, I thought you said Bucks. I was like, what? Mm-mm. But last game.
Number six had a good game last week. I'm not taking
He's been good all season, actually. But last game, Kansas City in Buffalo. Now.
I'm definitely going for the Chiefs.
This is the first time since they've since Patrick Mahomes has been a starter that they have played in an away game in the playoffs. And it's in Buffalo.
They cold too.
Yeah. It's not that. Because even when Buffalo played them in Kansas City, Buffalo can handle the weather.
Yeah.
It's the atmosphere. I think having home field advantage helps.
Well, they know about them Chiefs. They like the Cowboys. They going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
They going to show up.
This is not going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say about this game is if they don't shovel the stadium, then it don't matter who's where they playing at.
Yeah, they're just
going to
be playing for the TV.
They're going to be just playing for the TV. That's it. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah. I will say I hate this matchup because I think both of those teams are extremely dangerous. It don't matter who they play because both of those teams could beat anybody. So I kind of wish they were playing different teams. I want to see the Chiefs play Baltimore. But I got Buffalo winning.
You got Buffalo. Okay. I was hoping that the Steelers won so that the Steelers would go play Baltimore and the Texans would go play the Chiefs.
That would be great playoff matchups. I would like to see Baltimore and Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'd actually would have chose the Steelers to win that game because they've already swept the Baltimore this year.
I don't think I would have. I would have still stuck with Baltimore.
Wait, hey, that shit don't make no difference.
Yeah,
it don't.
No,
I've seen a team get beat by the same team three times in 1 year. Yeah. I'm not gonna mention who.
Hey, we're definitely not gonna mention who. We're just gonna go ahead and fess the past.
It can happen. I mean, that last loss was BS.
You know they say if Carolina beat Duke three times a year, it's a championship every year. So you know, that's
definitely not how that works.
You said the right word. If.
I meant.
Also, you, not how that works.
Yeah, you said if.
Hey, we keep beat y'all three times. They you say, already know we going to the national
when
championship.
When you said they say if.
I love how Carolina fans like to get themselves championships. They can't win.
What's they wrong?
What they see you
do? Yeah, but we're not delusional like y'all. We don't just give ourselves championships that we didn't win.
We just said
when we beat y'all.
You just crowned a fake championship.
No, three times. If we beat y'all three times
a
year.
That's not a championship.
It's a national championship. Every year we beat y'all three times, we went to a national championship.
How many times have I been?
I mean, I don't know what's the record right now. The last time I remember is We took the lead in the winning when we beat y'all for Mike Krzyzewski last game. Coach K game last game.
That was last year.
Hold up, that's not what we asked him.
That was last year though, right?
Yeah. No.
Year for last.
Yeah, year for last.
Year for last. But where are you now? That
part. They actually ahead of us in the rankings. It don't matter.
We I was you know.
What's our ranking?
I think they're number 7. We're like 11. Yeah. But the issue was we had a bad start to the season.
Yeah.
We did too. We lost 2 at the beginning.
It don't matter how you start, it's about how you finish.
And we lost a good team. Y'all lost the trash team.
No.
I think we lost to conference teams.
Yeah.
That counts for more than just losing to just anybody.
Yeah, we lost to a conference team. We lost to Wake.
Just one conference team?
Yeah. Now, we beat the shit out of
Well, these guys going to run win Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, you're talking about the playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday.
No more Monday games.
Unless the Bills and Chiefs, unless the Bills have to delay again.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I got ready to watch that game. I was mad when I heard.
Right? Yeah, I was upset about that one. That was the game I wanted to see on Saturday.
I'm like, oh, they're like, yo, they postponed it to Monday. Monday? What is going on? Y'all should have been working from Saturday all the way to Monday to clear that stadium.
Yeah. Well, no, because it snowed again.
Yeah, but they could have put some tarps down or something.
Weekend. It just didn't stop.
They could have put some tarps down or something. Did you see them?
Who was going to lift them tarps up? Who was going to lift them tarps up?
Hey, if you connect them to a backhoe and pull them things down.
Why? So the snow could just slide off onto the field? It's that working trick.
Into the corners, and then you come back across the...
Look, either way, you're not getting out of the snow.
Get it on. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to pay for it. They want the city.
Well, they got a heated field, too. They feel heated. Yeah,
well, it ain't doing no good.
It did.
Alright, but damn, I'm
paying
$400. Y'all down there warm
and shit. Nah, it just melt the snow. It ain't warm to the player.
Shit, I can't tell.
They play like it was warm.
They
play
like it was 90 degrees.
They act like it did not affect them at all.
Well, yeah, it was Steelers and the Bills. You know, they both in cold.
They used to it.
Yeah. That's the only thing I used to think about when I wanted to go to the pros. Like, going to a cold team.
I'm gonna have to retire early. I can't do this.
We about to shut down tomorrow.
You said it's snowing out there. Green. Y'all still want to practice? Listen, I'm sorry I can't make it today.
Coach, I'm sick.
My car will not get out the driveway.
Oh, in them states, they don't care. You go to work.
Oh, don't worry. We'll send a snow plow to pick it up.
Go ahead and get ready. It'll be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would definitely tell them something. We at your house. We outside.
What?
What
for?
Which one? What address you got? That's the wrong one. Yeah, I'm at the one that out on the outskirts of the city. I'm staying in the penthouse this week.
Get to practice next day. Your name on your locker. Where my stuff at?
Scratched off. That's how that gonna be.
That ain't gonna be. He already is.
They gonna scratch.
Nah, they're not getting rid of him because they owe him $60 million next year.
That's pocket change to JJ, baby. But
he don't pay that though. Huh?
Okay, yeah. Keep on thinking that pocket change. JJ but, got all.
See, this is the only thing that I think. This is what. Why I think they're not going to cut that. But next year, Trey Lance is going to start.
I forgot he was on that team. But
yeah, I did too.
You might.
That's what's going
to
happen.
But they got to get a good coach who will actually develop him to do that.
Well, Carter ain't no bad coach.
He's not a bad coach, but he ain't developing him. What's his face?
He developed.
That's A-A-Ron, all right? That's just
he's
just
a rock.
He's available. What's the backup? What's the backup? Our backup quarterback?
Rush
Cooper.
Well, Cooper.
He liked that though.
No Cooper. Ain't. No Cooper. Ain't. Cooper trash to be real.
He just, Cooper Rush alone.
He just had
me running that offense.
You know the problem. The problem with the Cowboys is that they put all the last year they put all the blame on Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore, the team looked worse without Kellen Moore than it did with him.
Because they stopped running the football.
My thing, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
Cowboys is for next year. They season over. We talking about relevant teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We always stars, though. Yeah, they take
gonna,
that from.
This is going to be a crazy week, though, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of competitive football this weekend. Might have to give me a white claw and focus in.
I might smoke me a joint.
No, no.
You know where you gonna get your joint from?
I don't know where you gonna get it from either. I don't know where you gonna get that from.
If you smoke one of these joints, you ain't gonna see nobody. You gonna thank you in Dallas, dreaming about stars.
But yeah, this is gonna be a good game. I think that Baltimore game is gonna be more competitive.
That one's coming down to the wire.
But I really think that Packers game in 49, I think the 49ers, after I seen what the Packers did to the Cowboys.
They don't call Dax up and tell Dax, don't worry about it, we're going to get them.
I think, everybody gets me mad because everybody act like Brock Purdy is just this great quarterback.
It ain't about Brock Purdy.
And that's the thing. If you cut the head off, what a body gonna do?
I don't know why my phone keep on going.
With the 49ers, it has never been about their quarterback. It's always been about that defense and their star players on that offense. If they're having a good game, then they will be fine. They can compete with anybody.
And they got some hell of a running back.
Only thing they ever gotta worry about is whether or not Brock Purdy is just giving the ball away, which he rarely does. We've seen some bad games from him, but we don't often see
the last big team he played, he threw three picks. So, yeah,
but that's we don't often see it.
So. Yeah, I get what you.
That big team was Baltimore. Green Bay is not Baltimore.
But their defense is good too, though.
It's good, but it ain't Baltimore good.
No, because I think Baltimore got number one defense.
I think
Green Bay Eagle finna tear them up next week.
Both of y'all chose Green Bay. That's crazy.
No, I ain't too good. Nah. Okay.
You know, after that,
grit. Hot grit, burn their milk.
I understand that, but I think the Bucks gonna get ran out the water.
Now, I know McCarthy's gone.
Who they playing again?
Lions.
Oh yeah, they might.
We're gonna see.
I think it'd be like a blowout, but not an embarrassing blowout. If that makes sense.
You know what an embarrassing blowout is. Now, we all seen what happened Sunday. No, I mean Saturday. I mean Sunday.
Somehow that was more embarrassing than the Browns and Texans. And that was an actual blowout.
Because they were supposed... We're going to say their name, but what do every star fan say? This is our year every year.
Stay here next year.
This is our year. And that's what happened this time. They said this is our year, and they actually thought it. After the Eagles went down and they took the number two seed. After they weren't supposed to have the number two seed, they snuck it.
I don't know how Panthers fans, I'm going to say the name, Carolina Panthers fans, even talk about anybody.
I mean.
For the year two game.
Because we ain't delusional about our team.
Yeah. Only thing we were delusional for was at the beginning when they pumped it to us that we was going
to
be good.
Yeah, they lied to us.
They told us they was in training camp looking amazing. Mm-hmm. I should have knew because, you know, the other previous years we've always seen clips from training camp. This year we ain't seen no clips.
I care nothing about training camp anymore. It means nothing.
Well, first of all, he shouldn't have bagged out on Raquel.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a lot of things... I feel like with the no shade to the Dolphins, no shades to Dallas, and to us and to David Tepper.
If the owner stay off the team,
mm-hmm. and do and treat people like they supposed to treat people and stop trying to half ass people,
yeah,
then you would have a good mojo around your team.
We shouldn't have never got rid of Zeke.
Because y'all needed those two punch. Yep.
We shouldn't have never got the real Zeke.
No, even though Zeke took a decline, y'all still needed him there. Because
the offensive line he was running behind took a decline.
No, all of them still all pros.
I'm talking about the Patriots O-line. Cowboys O-line to the Patriots O-line.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I understand why he took a decline.
Yeah. No, I'm saying he was declining when he was with the Cowboys. That's why they let him go.
But their run game was still better when they had him.
Yeah, because they could switch the, you know, that's like we had Smash and Dash, you know.
That's what I'm telling you.
So.
All right. We're running 20 minutes over time.
Oh, okay.
All right. That'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey, Tar Heel Nation, let's ride. Laker Nation, let's ride.
All these nations you got, oh my God.
Hey.
And ain't riding on number 4 flat tire.
Hey, we all my nations, they know we stand up when it's game time.
Except for them Baptists.
Ooh, the disrespect. Disrespect. In my outro.
We've been doing that. We've been getting that all day, so it was her turn.
Yeah.
Laker Nation, let's ride. And Tar Heel Nation, you already know what it is. Mm-hmm. Stand up. Mm-hmm. We got Get 3 home. Weeks. We got 3 weeks to go ahead and tap these boys.
Yeah. Go ahead on home. All right, and I'm Auntie Mama. Go Duke.
Let's go Duke. And this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.
Tar Heels.